Shabbos Perek Tezayin Mishnah Vav 16:6. We continue to discuss the halachas of putting out a fire on Shabbos. Now we've already established that a Jew may not put out a fire on Shabbos. The question here in our Mishnah is, what happens if someone who is not chayev in Shabbos comes to put out the fire? So we're assuming here that the person, we have two cases, either will be a non-Jew, or it'll be a child, a Jewish child who's not bar bar mitzvah. So in the case of the non-Jew, we're assuming here that the non-Jew is coming to put out the fire to help the Jew. And if that's the case, the general rules of Amir La'akum kick in. We've actually discussed this earlier in the Masechta. I don't want to get back to it too much here. But the basic premise is there's a Isser D'Rabbanan to tell a non-Jew to do a malacha on your behalf if you yourself can't do it. So whatever you can't do, you cannot explicitly instruct a non-Jew to do for you. So that being the case, the Mishnah says, Ovid Kochavim, if a non-Jew, Shabal L'chabot, he comes to extinguish the fire to help the Jew. Again, if it's for the non-Jew's own benefit, because he's the neighbor and doesn't want his house to burn down, then it's a non-starter. But if he's coming for the Jew's benefit, Ein Omrim Lo Kabeh, the Jew may not tell the non-Jew, oh, glad the fire department came, please can you put out the fire, there's a fire inside. That you cannot do, because you're instructing the non-Jew to put out the fire. That's a violation of the Isser through a bun of Amir La'akum. But Va'al Techaveh, he need not say, don't put out the fire. Again, if you look at the words of the Mishnah by themselves, you won't see that, but that's what's going on over here. We Ein Omrim Lo Kabeh, you may not tell him, yes, extinguish it. Va'al Techaveh, the missing words are, and he need not tell him, no, please don't put out the fire. Rather, the Jew can just remain silent and let the non-Jew put out the fire. Mipnei, because she'ein shvisaso alehen, because there's no requirement for a Jew to ensure that a non-Jew isn't mechal Shabbos. Adarabah, the truth is just the opposite. There's actually a non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos, so there's no issue there at all in terms of making sure they keep Shabbos. And the truth is, the halach would be even that a Jew could announce loudly, you know, whoever puts out the fire won't lose. Again, you're not instructing someone to do something explicitly. You're not offering a particular reward. Not making someone your shaliach or agent to do it for you. And therefore, it'd be permitted. We discussed this. I don't want to discuss any more about that. And Amir La'akum now, but that's the point. Now we're going to talk about what happens if the person who comes is not a non-Jew, but rather a Jewish child, who's also not chayav in mitzvahs yet. So aval katan, if a pre-bar bat mitzvah girl or boy comes, shabal l'chabot, and they come to extinguish the fire. Ein shomono, we do not, literally don't listen to him, but it means we don't allow him to put out the fire. The idea here is that he's coming to put out for the father. So it depends. If the child is already old enough for chinuch, to be you know, the education on how to keep Shabbos. So we're talking about a child who's, you know, who's 8, 9, 10, 11. So then it's a non-starter. There is a chiyuv to teach children, Jewish children, and therefore you certainly wouldn't allow them to do a malach of mechaba, of extinguishing the fire. The Mishnah's case here is when the child who's coming here is younger than that. The child is too young to have reached the age of chinuch, so this is a 4 or 5 year old that's coming, and they're doing it for the sake of pleasing their parent. And they say, oh, you know, you want the fire out? I'll do it for you. So if that is the motivation of the child, so the child is really acting on your behalf to put out the fire, again, you don't allow, you're not allowed to have a child, even who's not reaching the age of chinuch, to do a malach on your behalf. So therefore, in Shomono, we don't let him do it. Because there is a requirement for Jews to ensure that children are mechal Shabbos. Again, let me clarify. If the child has reached the age of chinuch, is old enough to be educated, so then you have to make sure, because of the general obligation to ensure that they learn how to keep the mitzvahs, they don't do malach on Shabbos. The point is, even if the child is younger than that and hasn't reached the age of chinuch, who's acting on your behalf, you have to ensure that malach isn't done on your behalf, and certainly not by your children, but really even someone else's child, the same thing. You would tell the child not to do it. Okay, now we have one more item to discuss, which is a big picture but important question. Why is one not allowed to tell the non-Jew to extinguish the fire? If you think about it, putting out a fire is a malacha shenatzricha legufa. We know what that means already. You're not creating charcoal or the like. You're simply stopping the problem of the fire spreading. You don't want the fire to be out. You just don't want it to burn your house. So that's malacha shenatzricha legufa. We know there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If it's aser medoraisa medorabanan to do malacha, if it's enatzricha legufa. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's only an iser medorabanan. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, like most Rishonim, that it, like Rabbi Shimon, that a malacha shenatzricha legufa is only an aser medorabanan, and that being the case, putting the fire out is only an iser medorabanan. And the Shulchan Aruch also paskins that in the case of hefsed meruba, a substantial financial loss, one is yes allowed to explicitly instruct a non-Jew to do a malacha which is only an iser derabanan. So it should come out then that according to the Shulchan Aruch, one should yes be allowed to instruct a non-Jew to put out the fire. So the Mishnah Berurah suggests the reason why the Mishnah is not, according to those Shitas, they would understand that the reason why the Mishnah is not allowing one to explicitly instruct the non-Jew to put out the fire, as our Mishnah said, is because we're concerned that, he suggests perhaps, that the Jew would get involved in the process of extinguishing it and then be over in Israel to himself. So because of the bala, the panic of the fire, etc. So that's a suggestion by the Mishnah Berurah. In any case, that's our Mishnah.